This is Free Talk Live. We launch hour number two. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls we go. It's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, a lot of people out there, millions of people all across the United States of America, are outvoted discrimination victims. They can go out there and vote for candidates who support liberty and justice for all, mm-hmm. but they're vastly outnumbered by voters over 21 who don't care at all about the rights of people under 21. They would much rather have the government oppress these innocent people than start cracking down on drunk drivers, namely the people who support the drinking age. Okay, and a lot of people out there can remember the days when they wished the drinking age wasn't 21 because they were under 21 and they would rather have been drinking, you know, had their right to drink respected by the government. Okay?
Right.
You write a letter to your state senator saying, please repeal this blatantly unjust law, and they'll either just laugh and throw the letter in the trash,
mm-hmm.
or they'll just, if you get any reply at all, it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
Okay, they babble out whatever baloney they want.
We're going to protect the children, Tom. We're going to protect the children.
But on February the 29th, see, we got an extra day this year,
mm-hmm.
okay, because of the leap year. And somebody used that to their advantage. And when a cop in Cleveland, Ohio, was chasing some 19-year-old underage drinking suspects, one of those suspects fought back like a man to defend himself. And that was all for one Cleveland, Ohio cop, and I'd like to see the state senators laugh and throw the dead cop in the garbage. You know? I mean, no matter what garbage they can spew back about the, oh, well, we're doing it for the job, blah, 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 but guess what? The cop is still dead. More to follow if you keep imposing this blatantly unjust law.
You're right about that.
More cops will die. That's true.
There's going to be more, you know, kids absolutely should have the right to drink and you know, possess drugs and that kind of thing. And it all should be up to their parents as far as that goes.
How many more cops are they willing to kill?
Here's what they've got to do. They've got to figure out how much are they going to lose in federal highway construction grants and liquor taxes because people under 21 are going to drink less when it's legal. So how much are they going to lose? Divide that by the value of a cop's life, and that's how many cops the underage drinkers have to exterminate every year in order for the legislature to see that it's equivalent. And once they start exterminating more cops than that, then the lawmakers would decide they'd rather lose the federal highway construction money and the tax money than lose more cops.
Yeah, you know, they're far more concerned about the money than they are about the cops.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, it's an interesting perspective. I like the way he frames that issue in that he's pointing out that as long as this war on underage drinking continues, more cops are unnecessarily going to lose their lives. Now, it's not like they're losing them left and right, but the occasional incident is...
Right, is all that matters is if it's your dad.
Right, your husband just died because he was trying to enforce an underage drinking law on some kid.
Yep.
He could have been out chasing after a real criminal.
Unfortunately, most people blame the underage drinkers instead of thinking, oh, this is a bad law.
Right, right. Or they'll say that the cop, he was a hero. He was doing something heroic when he was struck down in his prime. No, there's nothing heroic about taking kids and putting them in jail cells and charging them with crimes for just trying to have a little bit of alcohol, which everybody who's ever been under the age of 21 knows happens all across the country, all the time. This weekend, you can better believe that high school students and early college-age kids all across America are going to be out and they're going to be drinking.
I'm afraid you're right.
And if you think that the world's going to be made a better place by locking them all up in a jail cell, you're out of your flipping mind.
Yeah.
I don't understand the mentality here. It's some weird Puritanism, some leftover Puritan streak in this country, and it needs to end. It's insane what we're doing to these people are doing to our kids.
It really is still part of the old temperance movement, and it It just hurts people. We saw how it hurt with Prohibition, and the fact is, these high school students and college students...
This is Prohibition.
It is. With high school students and college students, and they get alcohol. I got alcohol when I was in high school, and they get it now. They say marijuana is easier to get than alcohol, but and I kind of believe that. But, you know, they're drinking, and what they'll often do is they'll... Pregame, they'll drink a whole bunch ahead of time. They get alcohol poisoning and die. I'm not saying a lot of kids die from alcohol poisoning, but some do, and it's ones that don't need to die.
Well, a lot of the reason they die not just because they pregame, but also because they aren't taught the appropriate way to consume alcohol because
right.
mom and dad aren't giving them that information for the most part. I did not learn anything about drinking alcohol as a kid, and so as a result, when I was old enough to acquire it myself with my friends, I went overboard, and I got really, really wasted a number of times, and it was not good at all. But I had to learn it myself the hard way. I had to learn responsible drinking the hard way, and it shouldn't have to be that way.
No.
Young people can be taught this at a very early age if we could just re-legalize alcohol for people of all ages. Let parents make the decision as to what the policy is going to be under their roof.
You know, and who better to teach a young person about alcohol, about this important thing that so many people use in America? I'd say, you know,
it's probably the biggest drug in America.
Yeah, like 90% of Americans drink in a given year. I'm just making up a number here, but it seems accurate to me.
Well, you should ask yourself, who do you know that doesn't drink, right?
Right, and it's usually very few.
Right.
And of them, they're normally quite religious. Not always, but normally. And, you know, so there's so many people doing this. Aren't these people's parents the best people to teach them? Don't they care the most?
So what you should ask yourself, if you're a parent that's concerned about your teenager drinking alcohol, or maybe you've got a young person that's not even a teenager yet and you're concerned about the upcoming years, you should ask yourself, would you rather it be you that teach your kids how to drink and the responsibility behind drinking, or would you rather the party culture teach them?
Right, because it's either going to be you, or it's going to be some 15, 16, 17-year-old dumb high school student.
And it's going to be, the party culture, which essentially there are all kinds of drinking games
yep.
and funnels and tools that people use to imbibe as much alcohol in as short of time as possible, and that's what's considered cool amongst a lot of the kids these days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dangerous.
Right. You send your young high school girl out to go to these parties, and, you know, this is what's going on. Is she going to make the best decisions for her life after having drank?
You're lucky if all she does is get drunk.
A beer?
You're lucky if that's all that happens.
Right. She
could get
pregnant.
Raped.
Yeah, the two.
So, you think about that. 800-259-9231. We go to Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, did y'all hear about the bombing in Times Square?
No.
I heard somebody rolled a bomb up to a military recruiting center and then bicycled away or something.
Isn't that sad, man? All people need is peace, man. Why do people always have to have all this hatred and have to go bomb everybody? I mean, I'm willing to duke it out, in a fist-to-fist cuff.
Jeremy, I think the reason is because people feel impotent. They know that there's just nothing they can do to change the system. They're forced to pay for the army being over there in Iraq, and there's no way that you know, me, an American citizen who has to pay for this, can do anything in order to turn the army around and get out of this stupid war. And people feel impotent. When a man feels impotent, I'm talking about the point of a man here because they have a tendency to have a little bit more testosterone and make some of more rash decisions. You know, when a man feels impotent, he's going to do something rash sometimes.
That is stupid. I hope we can get down to the bottom of it, man.
Yeah.
Well, certainly responding to the state with violent actions is a very poor choice. I don't know what the motivations were behind this, but Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know what the reason was. Maybe it was an anti-war thing. I don't know, but it seems counterintuitive. It seems counterintuitive to use violence to try to make a point like that.
I understand it was a Pakistani man. Perhaps it was a pro-Islam sort of situation. I don't know, but...
800-259-9231. The FBI privacy violations have been confirmed. They claim that they're going to patch everything up and they're going to behave from now on. We'll get the details here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. It's created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.
$10, Mark.
I'm sorry. $10. LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231 to Jay in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jay.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and say thanks, let you guys know that I just joined the Free State Project a couple hours ago.
Awesome. Wow, congratulations. What,
thank you very much.
What was it that made you decide to take that plunge, sir?
Well, living here in Wisconsin, I don't know if you guys know much about what's going on here, but they just had a big budget battle, passed a really terrible budget this time around. And it's just getting more, I guess you could call it statist, more socialist as we go on. They wanted to implement a single-payer health care system here, costing about $15 billion a year. And that pretty much was the breaking point for me, because even some of the Republican representatives that I spoke to had told me that, well, you know, there's some things that we have to kind of give in order to advance things.
That's what it's always about. They scratch each other's backs and they compromise your freedom away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I've known about the Free State Project for a while, and at first I was thinking, well, you know, cute idea, but who knows if it'll really go anywhere. And then I found you guys kind of by accident. Listened to the show for a while and decided to give the Free State Project another look. And, you know, the message board looked great. The web page, the ideas on the web page looked great. So I figured, you know, what the heck. I'll make the commitment to be there by the end of 2010, I believe.
Fantastic. So, do you have a family you're bringing with, or is it just you?
It's me and my wife and our two dogs.
So you signed up two people, right?
Well, I still got to talk to my wife about it.
Make sure she signs, though, because we need all the signers we can get.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure she'll be all for it. And she was, you know, she had actually told me that, you know, if Ron Paul had actually had a chance in the primary here in Wisconsin, she would have definitely voted for him. But, you know, by the time our primary came around, it was pretty much, you know, over with. And, and it looked like John McCain was the winner, so... She's like, I can't stand John McCain, so I'm going to vote in the Democratic primary this time around.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
I can
by the way,
understand.
Candidates like John or like Ron Paul will never have a chance if people keep not voting for him. I'd like to point that out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what I told her. And you know, she's like, well, I understand that. But she's one of those people, I believe, that thinks they'd rather be on the winning team. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
Yes,
and it's
very frustrating.
It's just one of those frustrating things. They do that a lot. You know, a lot of the people I talk to here in Wisconsin are like that. They just, you know, they want to vote for the winner. And if you don't
it's
vote
so
for the winner.
It's so because the candidate wins, you lose.
I'm not sure
absolutely.
If I agree. I'm not sure I entirely agree. Now, you know, if you always compare candidates like to having different types of cancer. But I don't – there are better and worse types of cancer. You can choose Ron Paul, which is like being pretty darn healthy. So we'll call him, you know, some sort of benign sarcoma.
Like an ear infection.
Yeah, right? He's pretty good. But, you know, when you start looking at Hillary, who's kind of like, oh, I don't know, stomach cancer. You start looking at Obama, who's kind of like pancreatic cancer. You look at McCain, who's kind of like
colon cancer.
Right. He's even worse. He's like lymph, a cancer of the texture, lymph nodes. He's all over the place. So, yeah, I hate McCain, too, and I can kind of see why, you know, she would make that decision.
I mean, she has been a lifelong Democrat, even when I met her. And just from, you know, the discussions that we've had, she's really more liberty-minded than I think she even knew. And I'm sure she'll be all for, you know, moving up to New Hampshire in a couple of years. I mean, I know we want to move soon. We want to get, you know, out of this state, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you might want to consider coming out to Porkfest this summertime, or if that's too soon, maybe coming up to visit during the Liberty Forum next year.
You'll love it.
Two great opportunities, wonderful excuses, if you can afford it, to come up and, you know, have a chance to look around the state and meet a number of the other Free State Project members. It's such an amazing just an incredible group of people that are just doing wonderful things that have never been done in any other state before by any other any other section of the liberty movement. So it's unprecedented the activity and action that's happening here in New Hampshire. And I'm excited that you're planning on being a part of it. So once again, congratulations. And did you have any other thoughts for us tonight, Jay?
No, I just wanted to thank you guys for doing whatever you guys got to do to get on more radio stations. I'd love to help you get on stations here in Wisconsin, but I'm pretty much done with this state, so I could care less.
Well, I understand all it really takes is a phone call, and if that's what you can leave your friends that are going to be staying in Wisconsin with is Free Talk Live to listen to, then that's something you might want to consider. And for those of you that do want to help us out with that, go to local.freetalklive.com and you can read all about it there and how to get on your local talk station. It really is just a matter of picking up the phone, calling the local program director, and just asking him for Free Talk Live. That's all.
Do you guys have a preference, as far as like large stations or small stations, or does
we'll
it
take,
really
we'll
matter?
Take anybody. I mean,
sure. I mean,
call
you know,
them all.
It's just like having little gold pieces dropped in your hand. Do you want 1/2 ounce gold pieces? Or do you want 2 ounce gold pieces? You know.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, that's how it goes. I'll take all the gold pieces you want to drop in my hand.
Right. You know, in many places in the country, they only have one station to call. Some only might have two. And, of course, there's no point in calling music stations. You want to call talk radio stations because they're the ones that we're targeting, and they're the stations that make sense for us.
Yeah, if you call a music station, you're largely just going to confuse them.
And you know, whether it's if you've got a talk station that's really, really popular in your area, odds are probably better that we'll get on the underdog, because if they're doing well in the ratings, they're not going to be likely to change, but that's not something that you should concern yourself with. As a listener, you should call every
talk
station in the area and tell them what you want to hear. And if you're a listener of the station, you should let them know that and tell them what you like about the station at the same time.
Yeah.
It'll butter them up a little.
It always helps, because they do want that feedback. They do want to hear from you, and they do want to know. I managed the station for quite a period of time, and I rarely got feedback, quite honestly. And usually when I did get feedback, it was somebody who was irate about something that I mostly didn't know and didn't care at the same time. Whatever it is that you're upset about, I'm not interested in it. So don't call them upset. Just call them, ask them.
Jay, thanks in advance for that. And again, congratulations on your decision. And thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, if you call a local station on behalf of Free Talk Live and you don't listen to the station, don't try to pretend like you do. We don't want you being deceptive or dishonest on our behalf. So if you don't listen to the station, let them know. Hey, I don't listen to your station, but I really would like to. If you'd put on Free Talk Live, I'd become a listener and I'd tell all my friends. That's an honest thing to say. And it's especially interesting to them if you're someone that's outside of their typical demo. Like if you're a woman, for instance, calling your local talk station. Because normally they want women to listen. They just don't know how to get it to happen. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on the Today Show and in People Magazine. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-403-4711.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there we do give away, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are included. Broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So, to the story about the FBI, I said we would get to here from the AP. And this is kind of a follow-up from a story that we touched on last year, where the FBI was caught violating their own rules. Caught, actually, a whole bunch of times, according to an internal audit by the government themselves. So the government catching the government being naughty. But, of course, when government gets caught being naughty, they just apologize for it. And then they pretend like they're going to be good in the future. And that's what happens in this story, because there's no way for them to be actually held accountable. The FBI acknowledged Wednesday it improperly.
Sure there is. You can throw somebody in jail.
Yeah, but there's no actual...
But they're not
they
going
to do that.
Ever.
Right. There's that just doesn't happen, especially when it comes to the federal government. I mean, yeah, you might see a local cop get punished from time to time for touching a little girl or killing someone, but the feds are even more immune. Anyway, the FBI acknowledged Wednesday that it improperly accessed Americans' phone records, credit reports, and internet traffic in 2006, the fourth straight year of privacy abuses resulting from investigations aimed at tracking terrorists and spies. The breach occurred before the FBI enacted broad new reforms in March to prevent future lapses, said the FBI director, Robert Mueller, and it was caused in part by banks, telecommunication companies, and other private businesses giving the FBI more personal client data than was requested. So they're saying here, Mark, that all of these problems happened before we instituted our new reforms. And now that we've got our new system in, this won't happen again.
Now that everybody knows the rules, clearly we won't be violated.
Just trust us. Testifying at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Mueller raised the issue of the FBI's controversial use of the so-called national security letters in reference to an upcoming report on the topic by the Justice Department's Inspector General. An audit by the Inspector General last year found the FBI demanded personal records without official authorization or otherwise collected more data than allowed in dozens of cases between 2003 and 2005. Additionally, last year's audit found the FBI had underreported to Congress how many national security letters were requested by more than 4,600. Now, that's a lot. That's a big difference there. I mean, that's a big mistake to accidentally just underreport by 4,600, the amount of NSLs they sent out. Now, in case you don't know, do you recall, Mark, what a national security letter is?
Well, I remember having read one, and essentially you can't even discuss having gotten it, right?
National security letters, as outlined in the USA Patriot Act, are administrative subpoenas used in suspected terrorism and espionage cases. They allow the FBI to require telephone companies, ISPs, banks, credit bureaus, and other businesses to produce highly personal records about their customers or subscribers without a judge's approval. And you're right, it doesn't even mention here in this article that you are not allowed to tell anyone you've received a national security letter. And not only do they go after businesses, but they've also been known to go after individuals as well. And it has really put some people in some sticky situations to where they want to tell people what they're being forced to do by the federal government, but they've been threatened by the federal government. And the feds have said, if you tell anybody this, even your wife, then we will charge you with some terrorism crime.
Ludicrous.
The new audit, which examines the use of the national security letters, will identify issues similar to those in the report issued last March.
It's not supposed to be a free country unless the FBI sends you a letter that says otherwise. It's supposed to be a free country. You're supposed to be free to talk to whomever you wish to talk to about whatever you wish to talk to them about. I didn't sign up with the government. I am not their employee, and they cannot tell me to whom I can speak and to whom I can't.
What would you do if you got one of these things, Mark?
You can believe I would be all over it. Please, FBI, send me one of these, because I would read it on the air.
Good for you. I was hoping you would say that.
Of course I would.
Well, don't worry, Mark, because FBI Director Robert Mueller is on the case. He says that, these issues here are identified similar to those in the report issued last March, but they predate the reforms we have in place. We are committed to ensuring that we not only get this right, but maintain the vital trust of the American people.
They've lost mine, and they're not going to get it back.
Last year's audit by the Justice Department blamed agent error and shoddy record keeping for the bulk of the problems and didn't find any indication of criminal misconduct. So they were just...
Of course not.
They just made 4,600 mistakes. That's all. There's so many rules for these guys to keep track of. I mean, you can't expect them. And the job, it's just so much pressure. I mean, like the guy, the Marine that threw the puppy off the cliff, they're saying he was under a lot of pressure. And that's, it's okay to kill dogs if you're feeling pressured, apparently. Same thing here. These FBI agents, it's so tough having to eat all the donuts that they eat and to take all the breaks that they do. It's just such a tough job. They're going to make 4,600 mistakes here and there. Several Justice Department and FBI officials familiar with the upcoming findings have said privately the new audit will show national security letters were used incorrectly at a similar rate as during the previous 3 years. So they've just been, even though they were aware of it year after year, it's just such a tough job, and mistakes are going to be made. Look, we don't need to punish any of these guys. We're just going to give them a stern talking to, and you trust us. Next year, everything's going to be fine.
I don't even trust them to give them a stern talking to, quite honestly.
Yeah, pretty much. I would imagine it's basically, look, guys, you need to not get caught, okay?
I don't even think that it's going to be that. I think it's going to be, well, here's the new policy, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right.
And they won't even talk to the guys specifically that have done it.
Yeah, you're probably right. The number of national security letters issued by the FBI skyrocketed after the Patriot Act. And the annual review is required by Congress, which, by the way, the Bush administration has been objecting to the annual review here. This isn't necessary, say they.
Hmm.
In 2005, for example, they found more than 1,000 violations within 19,000 FBI requests to obtain 47,000 records. Each letter issued may contain several requests. I love how they use the term requests. When you get one of these national security letters, I don't think it reads like a request.
It doesn't feel like a request.
In contrast to the strong concerns expressed by Congress and civil liberties group, Mueller's disclosure drew no criticism from senators during just over 2 hours of testimony. Speaking before the FBI chief, one of the senators said that he urged the FBI to be more vigilant in correcting what he called the widespread illegal and improper use of national security letters. Well, if it's illegal, why don't you bring them up on charges then, buddy? Well, they don't. They just don't. Everybody wants to stop terrorists. But we also, though, as Americans, we believe in our privacy rights and we want those protected, said Senator Leahy. There has to be a better chain of command for this. You cannot just have an FBI agent who decides he'd like to obtain Americans' records, bank records, or anything else, and do it just because they want to. But that is what you have, Senator Leahy. That's exactly
what you have.
And as long as you have a federal government and an FBI, you're going to continue having stories like this. Following last year's audit, they enacted guidelines that sternly reminded FBI agents to carefully follow the rules governing national security letters. The new rules caution agents to review all data before it's transferred into the FBI databases to make sure that only the information specifically requested is used. That's funny. Let me read that again. The new rules caution agents to review all data before it's transferred into FBI databases to make sure that only the information specifically requested is used. Doesn't that say, hey, be careful. If you get more information than what you requested, don't put it in our databases so there's no evidence that you received it. So it's all right if you twist people's arms to giving more information than you're supposed to be getting. Just cover your tracks a little bit better, guys.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm not sure what it's trying to say, but what I can tell you is what it's my firm belief that the government never, ever, ever gets rid of information that it has collected. It loves to collect information. That's what it does. You know, it's just sort of a little information collecting body, and I just can't see them for a second not entering information they've got.
800-259-9231. But it's okay. It's gonna be fine next year, Mark. Just give them some more money. And that way they can
make more money.
Yeah, everything will be fine. Just you believe that, right? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
And race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
I had this cloud, this lien hanging over my head that I just ignored for like 10 years.
Clients like Brian Williams have very real tax problems. So did David Estrada.
I was concerned that the IRS may take possession of my personal property and cause some concerns with my job.
They hired Nationwide Tax Relief. Our legal team has saved thousands of people millions of dollars.
Nationwide's attorneys quickly removed all the tax liens that were damaging my credit.
Our expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt.
I was skeptical, but Nationwide came out with a very good plan that satisfied both the IRS and myself.
If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, call Nationwide.
If I ever got into a situation with the IRS, without hesitation, they would be my first call.
I now have a fresh start thanks to Nationwide.
If you owe more than $10,000 in any back taxes, call the attorneys at Nationwide.
Call 1-800-599-7987. That's 1-800-599-7987. 1-800-599-7987.
Attention GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreedomtv.com. That's www.orderfreedomtv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreedomtv.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. That would be that you send in $3 a month, we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. So get on board and get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only chat room and forum, as well as the AMP-only call-in line and Shrine. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So we talked earlier, I think it was this hour, sometime this show, about a story out of California where a man was is being sued by the city he lives in for stopping his trash collection service. So here's yet another story from California to give you yet another reason to leave. If you don't have enough reasons to leave California yet, they just keep piling them on. Here's one from LeeRockwell.com.
You know, the weather's great. The socialism's oppressive.
The Pacific Justice Institute, it's about to get worse, Mark, in Sacramento, sent along a statement about a disturbing California Court of Appeals decision finding that parents have no right to homeschool their children.
Are you kidding me?
Parents who do not send their kids to the school deemed appropriate by the state may face criminal charges and fines.
Oh my God.
Remember when former Superintendent of Public Instruction Delane Easton tried to criminalize homeschooling? Well, I don't, because I don't live in California. But here we go again. It's ironic, given how badly the government miseducates students, that officials are so determined to criminalize this basic freedom. This really shouldn't shock anyone who realizes the degree to which government at all levels runs our lives. And here's the statement from the Pacific Justice Institute. Los Angeles. In a stunning decision affecting thousands of families in California, the California Court of Appeal has issued an opinion finding no legal right to homeschool. This is the actual quote from the opinion, quote, "Parents who fail to comply with school enrollment laws may be subject to a criminal complaint against them, found guilty of an infraction, and subject to imposition of fines or an order to complete
a parent education and counseling program.
You've got to be kidding me. They've got a program to brainwash you into sending your kids to public school?
That's what it sounds like. Re-education, my friend. Alive and well, right here in America.
It's like 1984.
Yeah, that was according to Justice Walter Krosky, whose opinion was joined by the other two members.
Walter really sucks.
Walter and the other two on that panel was a unanimous decision, apparently. The opinion was issued on February 28th of this year, so this is fresh news here, in a case titled In Re Rachel L., which reversed a Superior Court judge, Stephen Marpet, who found that parents have a constitutional right to school their children in their own home.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
The parents of Rachel L. enrolled her in Sunland Christian School, a private homeschooling program. In his opinion, Judge Krosky, the bad judge, described what he called the ruse of enrolling children in a private school and then letting them stay home and be taught by a non-credentialed parent. Despite this statement by the court, it should be noted.
That's really what it's all about, the government licensing people to teach your kids.
Mm.
You know, that you have to be properly indoctrinated. You have to believe what we believe.
You have to have your socialist approval papers. According to this, despite the statement by the court, it should be noted that Sunland Christian School has been in full compliance with the requirements of the law for more than 20 years. The president of the school said, "We've never been given an opportunity to represent our case in the Court of Appeal. Consequently,
no doubt,
we're excited that the PJI will represent us before the California Supreme Court." So they're taking this up further.
Good for them.
So that the rights of homeschooling families are preserved, he stated further. In a section titled Consequences...
I don't hold out a lot of hope for them, yeah. As far as I'm concerned. You know, the country's too far gone to expect a good ruling, and this here it's just up for grabs. And California, in my opinion, is more socialist than the rest of the country, so therefore, I don't think your chances are 50-50.
In a section titled Consequences of Parental Denial of a Legal Education, the court said that parents are being subject to being ordered to enroll their children in an appropriate school or education program and provide proof of enrollment to the court, and willful failure to comply with such an order may be punished by a fine or civil contempt. The scope of this decision by the appellate court is breathtaking. It not only attacks traditional homeschooling, but also calls into question homeschooling through charter schools and teaching children at home via independent study through public and private schools, stated the president of the Pacific Justice Institute. If not reversed, the parents of the more than 166,000 students currently receiving an education at home will be subject to criminal sanctions. So they are taking this up to the California Supreme Court and appealing to the decision.
Criminal sanctions. These people are going to be criminals in the state of California for teaching their children at home.
Well, now, Mark,
what the hell has that state come to?
Well, it's the natural way things work with the state, Mark. This is the government, and the government has its interests. And one of the interests of the people in the government system is to make sure they have obedient little citizens.
Yeah.
And we don't want parents teaching.
One of the ways that you're going to have obedient little citizens is, well, to control the way those citizens are taught.
Precisely. So from the perspective of the government, they see it as, whoa, we can't have these radicals out there educating their own children.
You mean radicals like the radicals that founded this country? Radicals that believed in freedom and liberty?
Yes, all of that has... It is a new age, Mark. September 11th changed everything.
I don't think September 11th changed homeschooling.
Well, you can use... They just use that for any old thing, but these days it seems. But this is the process. This is the path that the government has been on for a long time. Ever since it instituted government schools, this Prussian system that we have that is essentially was created for the purposes of creating a subservient class, creating a class of dullards that are going to essentially do whatever it is that they are told to do by the government, by their corporate masters, never question the box that they've been placed in, live their lives and serve and obey and never, ever step outside of the box and question their circumstances, question their paradigm like their homeschooling parents might want them to do.
You know, it's absolutely true. Our system, our public school system, was made to teach people to be little worker bees.
Yes.
Don't speak unless you raise your hand.
Mm.
You're not allowed to speak if you haven't been called on.
Turn out the lights. That means quiet.
Sit in your assigned seat every single day.
Stand in line, straight in line. No acting out.
No fidgeting. Yeah. I mean, these absolutely are. They're just hives for teaching people how to be little worker ants.
That's precisely what the system's all about. In fact, there have been several books written on this. John Taylor Gatto, I believe, is one of the most renowned, well-known. He has his own website. You can read his book for free on there. It's one of the many that I'm looking forward to. I've skimmed through it, and I've read some segments, and it's brilliant. And he really goes to point out in detail exactly how all this process works. So people that keep their kids out of the system are a threat to the system itself.
Hmm.
Even if they aren't teaching their kids about liberty and freedom, even if all they want to do is teach them about the Bible or whatever, the fact that their kids aren't in the system, they aren't receiving that government, that pro-state, pro-government indoctrination is very threatening to the apparatus of government, and they want to do everything they can to criminalize that behavior.
Yeah, I'd say that's absolutely true.
And that's why you just see this sort of... I'm not sure the word I'm looking for here is they're slighting the homeschooling movement. Media people will subtly attack homeschooling.
They deprecate these parents' ability to teach their kids.
Right. Even though the homeschoolers, year after year, are the ones that win the spelling bees and the math contests and, you know, the various different ways you can register who's doing better in the different subjects, even though the homeschoolers clean up when it comes to the scores on those things, they're always sniped at with little quotes like, well, they might do really well in math, but how are they at socializing? You can't socialize if you're home all the time.
And as a matter of fact, the California Court of Appeals has said that the parents aren't willing to meet a primary purpose of the educational system, which is to train school children in good citizenship, patriotism, and loyalty to the state and the nation as a
Whoa.
Means of protecting the public welfare.
Wow, that was not in my story. Where'd you pull that up?
You got to hear from a reader and says, a listener who has sent it to me. And
I had heard that quote before. Can you read that again? Because that's pretty powerful. This is the purpose of the government school system. What is it?
Just one second. It's the California Court of Appeals thinks parents aren't willing to meet a primary purpose of the educational system, which is to train school children in good citizenship, patriotism, and loyalty to the state and the nation as a means of protecting the public welfare.
Good little citizens.
Doesn't that sound exactly like what they're trying to do in the public school system?
Obedient little drones. That's what the government schools have been designed to turn your kids into. Now, if you live in California, why are you waiting around to find out what the Supreme Court is going to say on this? Really? I mean, can't you feel the winds blowing here? They're blowing towards New Hampshire and the Free State Project. At least if you love liberty. 1-800-259-9231, and I know I do. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control, and we'll talk about more of what's going on in the schools here in moments.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on...
In a world...